Welcome back to Winning the Game, Wilhelm Hust here today with.
Fiona Jacob, great to see you all.
We're going to speak to the joy of leadership today, or rather the joy of waking leaders up to who they are and the impact they can make. I lose this sometimes. My job becomes a day-to-day series of tasks. We just worked sending an invoice which was struggling, and that's sorting the bookkeeping between the couple of companies, and the day becomes about this mundane, boring, adminy, never-ending stream of nonsense some days. And that's the same for all of us, right? And that's not why I started the Hust company soon 25 years ago. That's not why I lead programs, coach and train and record videos like that. That's not the joy of work. That's the what could we call it? The unavoidable just structures of running a business. The joy of leadership, the joy of waking up impact leaders in the world is different. What's your take on the joy of waking people up to make an impact fee?
So I love that you describe what I would call the pit of leadership, because of course, we've all been there, haven't we? Those days when it's just like we feel like we can't get our head above the parapet, we can't move, we're only going from meeting to meeting, and it just feels like, oh, overwhelm, and oh, I have so much to do, and like, oh, I have no time, and
take me away from here.
Could somebody actually shoot me, because you know this is really hard. But what, when I think back to my days as a leader in a very large organization with 20,000 people that impacted healthcare in a Middle Eastern country. Oh my God, the excitement that I felt of waking up every day, not knowing what was going to happen, because it was in the kind of the craziest part of the Middle East at that time, working with people from 40 different nationalities and trying to move them in a direction that was a momentum to changing services that were not functioning well. And so, oh my gosh, some days were heartbreaking and hard, and things happened that where I would just cry with just distress at how patients were either being hurt or people were not treating each other very well. Doctors and nurses were fighting, midwives and nurses were fighting, whatever it was going on. But oh my gosh, when things shifted and moved, when services started to transform, and they transformed not because the service transformed, they transformed because people's hearts reconnected back to their passion and their purpose and why they got into being a doctor or a nurse or a midwife in the first place. They found their way back home. And it wasn't perfection in every moment, but oh my gosh, when we actually come from this heart's desire or our connection to other human beings, or from I want to make this work, or I want to make this better, or together we can make this better, or I love what I do, then the output, the output, the heart, the soul, the joy comes back, and things change beautifully. And it's not like you're being a puppet master. It's just like when our hearts shift, when our heart's desire shifts, we shift. And when we shift, transformation happens. And that is the joy for me in leadership. It's not pushing and striving. It's like waking people up to who they are and what they can create.
So what's your joy of leadership if you're listening to this? I'm sure you are in a leadership role because there is some purpose for you. Why is being a leader meaningful for you? My first leadership role I stepped into, I was like 16 and I trained the basketball teams. It was 15-year-old kids. And I was about to say that wasn't so meaningful, but the next basketball coach, but that's wrong. The guys I led in the basketball teams, I was 2 years older than them. Some of them were the most troubled kids in their school, especially one guy who was so difficult in school that teachers were afraid of me. I had a rumor in the city where we lived, or the town where we lived, as a really troubled kid. But in sports, he connected to himself. He didn't need to be threatening or disrespectful to the teachers or the troublemaker. He found a way to express himself in a team setting. Got quite moved remembering this. I forgot about this. I thought about this for I don't know how many years. But there were a couple of kids that in school they had just stress and trouble and they were lost when they came together under leadership inside of a game that they united around, happened to be basketball. They were great guys and everybody liked them and they were inspirational and they were leaders for their friends inside of the sports. That's when I woke up to the impact you can have as a leader. They were different in school because I met them 3 hours a week, maybe five, 10 hours some weeks, training basketball, right? I didn't have a clue what I was doing. I did not have any training in leadership whatsoever, but I saw those guys and I heard them and we found a shared vision about what we wanted to accomplish as a team and we got to work. And we accomplished the vision, being the regional champions for their age or whatever, that never happened before. This was a cool episode because I was really moved about the possibility of waking people up to who they are and help people find a way out of being lost, like these boys were in their aggression and difficulty and troubled homes, and just got united to a shared vision of accomplishing something together. Since then, I've been leading something all the time, I think, and I lose it. And you do too if you listen to this podcast. You get lost in the worldly, boring stuff of being in an organization and running your own company. And the more you can tell the truth about how lost you are, the quicker you find your way out. So you're invited to just keep joining us here as we explore leadership, the pitfalls of leadership, the joy of leadership, and the very distinct methodology we have to not only wake leaders up, but helping them stay awake. And beyond that, to be weaponized, like have the tools and weapons in place to stay awake and wake people around them up to what's possible, both in terms of being and experiencing life, but also in terms of accomplishing inspiring results. Cool. This
Love
was
it.
an episode where I woke up myself to the joy and passion I have to equip people with tools so they can lead and make a difference and have an impact in the world. This was cool.
This is cool. And remember, there's greatness in everybody. There's greatness in you, and there's greatness in everybody in your team. And when you see that and you leverage that, you will be an even awesomer leader.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.